Thank you for listening to the Mutual Audio Network. Please, don't turn that dial.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences.
The theatrical adventures of Dr. Floyd doth proudly present the most lamentable comedy and cruel death of Pyramus and Thisbe. If we offend, it is with our goodwill that you should think we come not to offend, but with goodwill to show our simple skill, that is the true beginning of our end. Consider, then, we come but in despite. We do not come as minding to contest you. Our true intent is all for your delight. We are not here that you should here repent you. The actors are at hand, and by their show, you shall know all that you are like to know.
In this same interlude, it doth befall that I, one snout by name, present a wall, and such a wall as I would have you think, that had in it a crannied hole or chink, through which the lovers, Pyramus and Thisbe, did whisper often very secretly, this loam, this rough cast, and this stone doth show, that I am that same wall, the truth is so, and this the cranny is, right and sinister, through which the fearful lovers are to whisper.
And now silence one and all, as Pyramus doth approach the wall.
Oh, grim-looked night! Oh, night with hue so black! Oh, night which ever art when day is not! Oh, night! Oh, night! Alack, alack, alack! I fear my Thisbe's promise is forgot! And thou, O wall, O sweet, O lovely wall that stands between her father's ground and mine, thou wall, O sweet and lovely wall.
Thank you.
Show me thy chink to blink through with mine eye.
Oh, here you go.
Thanks, courteous wall.
You're welcome.
Jove shield thee well for this.
'Twas nothing, I pray you.
But what see I? No Thisbe do I see, wicked wall, through whom I see no bliss. Cursed be thy stones for thus deceiving me.
The object of your spite I should not be, for the fault of this matter does not rest on me.
Then on the other side of the wall Thisbe did appear, and it is her voice our man Pyramus did now hear.
O wall, full often hast thou heard my moans for parting my fair Pyramus and me. My cherry lips have often kissed thy stones with lime, and hair knit up in thee.
I beg you not to today, fair miss, as I'd rather not have my fingers kissed.
I see a voice. Now will I to the chink do spy, and I can hear my Thisbe's face. Thisbe!
My love thou art. My love, I think.
Think what thou wilt. I am thy lover's grace. Oh, kiss me through the whole of this vile wall.
I kiss the wall's whole, not your lips at all.
Wilt thou at the ninny's tomb meet me straightway?
Tide life, tide death, I come without delay.
Thus have I, wall, my part discharged so, and being done, thus away doth go.
And now enters the lion, and also the moon, as our action doth move down to old Ninny's tomb.
You ladies, you whose gentle hearts do fear the smallest monstrous mouse that creeps on floor, may now perchance both quake and tremble here when lion rough in wildest rage doth roar. Then know that I, one snug the joiner am, a lion fell, nor else no lion's dam. For if I should, as lion, come in strife into this place, 'twere pity on my life.
And this lantern doth the horned moon present. Myself, the man in the moon, do seem to be. All that I have to say is to tell you that the lantern is the moon, I, the man in the moon, this thorn bush, my thorn bush, and this dog, my dog.
This is old Ninny's tomb. Where is my love?
Roar, 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 roar.
Thisbe her mantle dropped as she ran in fear, and chew on it did the lion when he spied it near. And so the lion vanished. And so the lion vanished. And so the lion vanished.
Oh, sorry.
And then came Pyramus.
Sweet moon, I thank thee for thy sunny beams. I thank thee, moon, for shining now so bright. For by thy gracious golden glittering gleams, I trust to take of truest Thisbe sight.
Then, with much loathing and dread, Pyramus spies Thisbe's cloak all covered in red.
But stay, O spite! But mark, poor knight, what dreadful dole is here. Eyes, do you see? How can it be? O dainty duck, O dear! Thy mantle good, what? Stained with blood! Approach, ye furies fell! O fates, come, come, cut thread and thrum! Quail, crush, conclude and quell! O wherefore, nature, didst thou lion's frame? Since lion vile hath here deflowered my dear, which is, which was the fairest dame that lived, that loved, that liked, that looked with cheer. Come, tears, confound.
With sadness, Pyramus unsheathed his sword with zeal. Remember, audience, this is but a play, and not real.
Out, sword, and wound the pap of Pyramus. Aye, that left pap, where heart doth hop. Thus die I, thus, now am I dead, now am I fled, my soul is in the sky, tongue, lose thy light, moon, take thy flight.
Your invitation needn't bear repeating, for moon's time on stage is but fleeting.
Now die. Die.
And now enters Thisbe straightaways, and it is her passion that will end the play.
Asleep, my love. What? Dead? My dove? Oh, Pyramus, arise. Speak. Quite dumb. Dead, a tomb must cover thy sweet eyes. These my lips, this cherry nose, these yellow cowslip cheeks are gone. Lovers make moan. His eyes were green as leeks. Oh, sisters three, come to me. With hands as pale as milk, lay them in gore, since you have shore with shears his threads of silk. Tongue, not a word. Come, trusty sword, come, blade, my breast imbue. And farewell, friends. Thus Thisbe ends. Adieu.
The wall that at one time parted their fathers is down now, I assure you, my friend. Moonshine and Lion are all that is left, for our play has now reached its end. Exeunt.
We did it, Floyd. You hear that crowd? We're a hit.
Oh, sure. We're headed straight for the Globe Theater. Now, come on. We gotta try and get back to Saddle River.
Okay. But you know, I'm really gonna miss this crowd. Good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night till it be tomorrow.
Oh, brother. Put your arm around me and let's go.
Hey, Floyd, what would happen if I let go of you while we were being transported?
Well, we'd probably get separated somewhere during the literature jump. Why?
Just curious, that's all. I'm a doctor. I've got a questioning mind. Okay, I'm ready to go.
Good. Put your arm around me. All right, here we go.
Dr. Floyd pushes the button on the translator remote control, and there is a loud bang and a blinding flash of light. But just as Dr. Floyd and Dr. Steve are disappearing, Dr. Steve takes his arm off Dr. Floyd's shoulder.
Hey!
What ramifications could Dr. Steve taking his arm from Dr. Floyd's shoulder have on our travelers? Could they possibly become separated during the literature jump? And will this radio show get in trouble with the narrators union for not letting this narrator know that there would be a guest narrator for most of this episode? No answer, eh? Just as I suspected. Well, I guess we'll find out next time on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.
Episode number 706 of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd starred Patrick Bristow as Peter Quince, the play's narrator. Kevin Burnson as Nick Bottom, portraying Pyramus. Brian Clark as Francis Flute, portraying Thisbe. And Michael Ostrom as Robin Starveling, portraying Moonshine. Special music for this episode by Jody Whitesides, www.jodywhitesides.com. This episode was written and adapted by Grant Pachoco. Leave us a voicemail at area code 818-332-3053. Be sure to visit the brand new Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd merchandise store at www.drfloyd.com/store. This episode was recorded at Dr. Floyd Studios in beautiful downtown Burbank, California. Episode number 706 of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd is copyright 2008 Dr. Floyd Industries. All rights reserved.
Clear the airwaves! Clear the airwaves! It's now time for Dr. Floyd's Imagination Nation Rangers secret message for you members of the Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation. Remember, kids, only official Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Rangers can decode Dr. Floyd's secret message with the secret decoder ring available only from www.imaginationranger.com. All right, grab your secret decoder rings and a pencil and paper and prepare to set your imagination to fun. Remember, Dr. Floyd is counting on you. And here is the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Ranger secret message for episode number 706, Pyramus and Thisbe. 2, 15, 18, 17, 26, 8, 17, 14, 8, 4, 14, 5, 8, 2, 7, 1, 4, 13, 8, 4, 1, 7, 7, 9. And that was a message from Dr. Floyd himself to all his Imagination Nation Rangers. You can join Dr. Floyd's Imagination Nation and become an Imagination Nation Ranger only at www.imaginationranger.com. And until next time, set your imagination to fun!
Don't just sit there. You're under strict orders to go to www.perari.com. Hip!
Well, hello there, everyone. Evil Mastermind Dr. Steve here. In a recent episode of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, we traveled back to Shakespearean times. Now, we know that some of you fans out there might not be familiar with Shakespearean English, so we've hired the Royal Shakespearean Academy of Brooklyn to translate these episodes for more modern audiences. Enjoy!
The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd proudly presents the hilarious tragedy of Pyramus and Thisbe. Look, if you're offended by anything you're about to see, just know that we didn't come here to upset you. We merely came here to put on a little show for you and show off our talents. That's it. This is just a play, and even though some parts might make you scared or sad, it's just a play. It's not real. Please remember we only came here to make you smile. Seriously, our only goal here is to make you happy, not sad, okay? Now, the actors are all ready, and they're gonna tell you everything you need to know.
Just in case you're wondering why in tarnation I'm all covered in clay and carrying around this rock, I should tell you that I, Snout, am playing the wall. The kind of wall that has a little hole in it, so Pyramus and Thisbe can whisper through it. And when I hold up my two fingers like this, it's the crack that Pyramus and Thisbe talk through.
Okay, be quiet. Here comes Pyramus up to the wall.
Oh, dark night. Oh, night that is so black in color. Oh, night that is always there when it is not daytime. Oh, night. Oh, night. I'm so sad because I think my girlfriend Thisbe has forgotten her promise to meet me here. And you, Wall, oh, sweet and lovely Wall, that stands between her father's property and mine. You, Wall, oh, sweet and lovely Wall.
Thank you.
Show me the crack in you so I can peek through it.
Here you go.
Thank you. Nice, Wall.
You're welcome.
May God bless you for how nice you're being.
Oh, please, it was my pleasure.
But wait a minute, Thisbe isn't there. Oh, wicked Wall. Why don't you show me any happiness? Darn your stones for disappointing me like this.
Well, you don't have to get rude about it. It's not my fault.
Just then, Pyramus could hear Thisbe on the other side of the wall.
Oh, Wall. You hear me talking to you all the time because you keep me and my handsome Pyramus apart. I often kiss the bricks you're made of, which are cemented together.
Well, don't try that today, young lady. I don't need you slobbering all over my fingers.
I hear a voice. I'll go to the crack and see if I can hear my beautiful Thisbe. Thisbe?
Oh, my love. At least, I think it's my love. I can't see you too well.
It is me. I'm here. Please, kiss me through the hole in the wall.
I'd try, but I'd only be kissing stones.
Oh, thank goodness.
Will you meet me right away down at the creepy old cemetery?
Nothing will keep me from being there.
Well, that's it for me. My part's over, so I'm out of here.
And now we go to the creepy old cemetery where we find the moon and a lion.
Ladies and small children, I know you have gentle hearts that sometimes make you afraid of even the smallest mouse, and you might now be nervous to hear that a lion is coming out on stage. Well, rest easy and know that I, Snug the Carpenter, am just pretending to be a lion. I mean, if I were a real lion, I would never come in here because you would probably capture me and then put me in the zoo.
And this lantern I'm holding here is supposed to represent the moon, and I'm the man in the moon. That's about it. This lantern is the moon, and since the man in the moon is supposed to carry sticks, I have some sticks, and I have this thorn bush, and this is my dog that howls at the moon.
Well, I'm here in this creepy old cemetery. Where is my boyfriend?
Roar! 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 Roar, roar, roar!
A lion!
Thisbe drops her cloak as she runs away, and the lion picks it up and chews on it. And then the lion left. And then the lion left. And then the lion left.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Just then, Pyramus got there.
Moon, thanks for shining tonight. Thanks for being so bright. I can see where I'm walking. It'll be in your moonshine that I'll be able to see Thisbe tonight when...
Just then, Pyramus sees Thisbe's cloak, which is covered in tomato sauce from the spaghetti dinner the lion had earlier.
Hang on a second. What's this? Are my eyes playing tricks on me? How can it be? Oh, my little duck. Oh, dear. Your cloak is here, covered in blood. May the gods punish whoever has hurt Thisbe. She is, no, was, the most beautiful girl that ever lived. Oh, I'm so sad.
Pyramus then took out his sword. Remember, folks, this is just a play, so the sword is fake.
The sadness is too much. I can't go on. Moon, you'll probably want to take off so you don't have to watch this.
Hey, you don't got to ask me twice. I'm out of here.
Oh, now I must die.
Die.
And now, here comes Thisby to wrap things up.
Pyramus, what are you doing? Are you asleep? Hey, wake up! Oh, no. He's passed on. Oh, his lips, his nose, his cheeks, they are all gone. His eyes were so green as leeks. Now his hands are pale as milk. He doesn't say anything. Oh, here's his sword. Ah! And now I'm dying too. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Pyramus and Thisbe's fathers were so sad that their children were gone that they tore down the wall they had built between them. All that remained were Moonshine and the Lion. And scene.
We did it, Floyd. You hear that crowd? We're a hit.
Oh, sure. We're headed straight for the Globe Theater. Now, come on. We gotta try and get back to Saddle River.
Okay. But you know, I'm really gonna miss this crowd. Good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night till it be tomorrow.
Oh, brother. Put your arm around me and let's go.
Hey, Floyd, what would happen if I let go of you while we were being transported?
Well, we'd probably get separated somewhere during the literature jump. Why?
Just curious, that's all. I'm a doctor. I've got a questioning mind. Okay, I'm ready to go.
Good. Put your arm around me. All right, here we go.
Dr. Floyd pushes the button on the translator remote control, and there is a loud bang and a blinding flash of light. But just as Dr. Floyd and Dr. Steve are disappearing, Dr. Steve takes his arm off Dr. Floyd's shoulder.
Hey!
What ramifications could Dr. Steve taking his arm from Dr. Floyd's shoulder have on our travelers? Could they possibly become separated during the literature jump? And will this radio show get in trouble with the narrators union for not letting this narrator know that there would be a guest narrator for most of this episode? No answer, eh? Just as I suspected. Well, I guess we'll find out next time on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.
Episode number 706T of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd starred Patrick Bristow as Peter Quince, the show's narrator. Kevin Burnson as Nick Bottom, starring as Pyramus. Brian Clark as Francis Flute, starring as Thisby. And Michael Ostrom as Robin Starveling, starring as Moonshine. Special music for this episode by Jody Whitesides, www.jodywhitesides.com. This episode was written and adapted by Grant Pachoco. Leave us a voicemail at area code 818-332-3053. Visit the brand new Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd store at www.drfloyd.com/store. This episode was recorded at Dr. Floyd Studios in beautiful downtown Burbank, California. Episode number 706T of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd is copyright 2008 Dr. Floyd Industries. All rights reserved.
Clear the airwaves! It's now time for Dr. Floyd's Imagination Nation Ranger's secret message for you members of the Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation. Remember, kids, only official Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Rangers can decode Dr. Floyd's secret message with the secret decoder ring available only from www.imaginationranger.com. All right, grab your secret decoder rings and a pencil and paper and prepare to set your imagination to fun. Remember, Dr. Floyd is counting on you. And here is the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Ranger secret message for episode number 706T, the translated version of Pyramus and Thisby. 2, 15, 5, 3, 4, 14, 5, 1, 8, 8, 20, 5, 18, 23, 4, 1, 8, 17. And that was a message from Dr. Floyd himself to all his Imagination Nation Rangers. You can join Dr. Floyd's Imagination Nation and become an Imagination Nation Ranger only at www.imaginationranger.com. And until next time, set your imagination to fun!
Don't just sit there. You're under strict orders to go to www.prairie.com. Hip.
You can listen to classical and brand new audio dramas through the Mutual Audio Network. Subscribe through Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, or iHeartRadio today. There's 8 different podcasts, one for each day of the week and genre, and the Mutual Audio Network broadcast feed so you don't miss a day of your favorite shows. Subscribe to Mutual Audio tonight. Good night.